Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. As for Khalid ibn Walid, the sword of Allah, the Prophet said alayhi as-salatu was-salam that why are you, and this is in plural, not for Umar. This means that others spoke about Khalid or against Khalid. So the Prophet is refuting their claim. Why are you angry with Khalid? And he is the one who made all of his wealth in shields and armor for the sake of Allah. This is called waqf, endowment. So it is not owned by him, it is for the sake of Allah. Anyone who uses it for the sake of Allah. So most likely that when Umar came to Khalid, Khalid told him, I don't want to pay zakah because he did not have any money. All of his money was in the shields and armors that were made to fight in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from this, scholars concluded that imagine that we want to build a masjid. So we're collecting charity, or I'm targeting to make a water station in Africa so that people would be able to drink and use it. Now, who's the owner of the project? Is it me? No. Is it you? No. It is for Allah. So they say, whatever money that does not have an owner and it is for the cause of Allah, there is no zakat in it, even if it's $1 billion. So they say that if the money is not owned by an individual, so if I'm collecting money to build a masjid, and I've got this money and a whole year passes, 2 years, 3 years, do I pay zakat? The answer is no. Likewise, if a tribe or a group of people, they say, listen, how about we make a wallet or something to keep the money in so that whenever any of us has a calamity, we take from that money. For example, and this happens in some tribes, every month they pay a certain amount and they collect a lot of money. So if someone kills someone by mistake, he has to pay blood money, but he doesn't have. So they take from this money and give it to him. Someone falls sick and he has to operate and he doesn't have the money. They take it and give it to him. Someone's house is burnt, they buy a new house. So it is collective effort for the community or for a group of people. The money, once being donated, is it owned by anyone? No, the minute it comes out from your pocket, you can't come after 6, 7 years and say, listen, I gave you 100,000, I need them back. No, it's gone. So scholars say this money does not have any zakat in it because there is no owner of it. Now, if you are collecting money to get married, and the first year you gathered 50,000 rupees, second year, mashallah, another 50,000, do you pay zakat? Yes, you're the owner. So if you want to get married and you're collecting money, you have to give 2.5% if a whole year passes and the money reaches a nisab. And you claim that I am doing this for the sake of Allah, it's good. But the money has to be zakatable. Another person says, I'm collecting money to build a house. Again, you have to pay zakat as long as it reaches a nisab and a whole year passes over or passes by. This was for Khalid ibn Walid. Now, Al-Abbas remains. For the Abbas, in this hadith, the Prophet said, Al-Abbas is my uncle. I'll give his zakat and I will double it. Now, scholars say that there is another hadith that explains it. Because if I look at this hadith, I would ask myself, how would the Prophet know, alayhi salam, how much is the zakah? He has to go and ask how much money you have, how much real estate, how much livestock, how much gold. But the other hadith explains it. When the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Al-Abbas gave the zakat of his money 2 years in advance. How is that? You calculate the money, for example, and you know that the first of Rajab, I have to pay my zakat. My zakat is 50,000. So I say, I will pay another 50,000 for the next year. And on the first of Rajab next year, I will calculate my money. If it's more than 50,000 the zakah, I will give the difference. If it's less, then whatever I paid more is sadaqah, is charity. And scholars differed in the ruling on advancing paying of the zakat. Some of them said that this is not permissible at all. Why? Because they say that the time of it is not there. So how can you pay zakat? It's like someone giving expiation for breaking an oath, but he did not make an oath yet. So I say, feeding 10 people, or clothing them, or slaughtering a sheep. If not, then fasting 3 days. So I will say, I will pay these 10 people. For what? Said, I don't know, tomorrow I'm going to say, wallahi, I'm not gonna do this and then break it. So I'm gonna pay it now. Is it possible? No, if you do it, this is charity, good for you. Tomorrow, if I say, wallahi, I'm not gonna do it, and you do it, you have to pay a new one. So they said that this is the same case with the zakat. You cannot advance it. But the most authentic opinion is that you can. Why? Because having 1 year to pass over the money you have is a condition. And you can do or pay before the condition is fulfilled. But without the reason, you cannot pay. So the reason for expiating the oath is to have an oath. If there is no oath, you cannot give expiation. What is the reason in zakat? The scholars say that the money reaches a nisab. And the condition for the zakat to be paid is that a whole year passes. So the nisab, which is 85 grams, if I have 70 grams and I say, okay, I will give zakat, hoping that somewhere throughout the year, my money would reach 85. And then it will be zakatable. Scholars say that this is not permissible. Why? Because the cause of the zakat, it's reaching the nisab, is not fulfilled. But if I have 85 grams, which is the nisab, or over, and a year does not pass, I can give the zakat in advance. Because this, though the year is not passed, but my zakat is due after 2-3 months. What is the use of advancing the zakat? There is a very important usage of that. So many times I have friends, I have relatives, I'd like to give them money as monthly payment or allowance because they're in need. Yet if I give them the whole 50,000, they'll spend it in a second. So my zakat is 50,000. Can I postpone it over the year and give it over 12 months as installments? Scholars say, no way. Once the zakat is due, you calculate it, you give it away immediately. They say maybe you can postpone it for a few days, a week. Okay, more than that, no. Because this is Allah's right in the money, it has to be dispersed immediately. However, how can I help my relatives and giving them monthly allowance? They said, calculate your next year's zakah. So 50,000, I gave it. The other 50,000 of next year's zakah, I'm gonna give it in installments until the time of my zakah, which is first of Rajab, for example, is due. Then I calculate what money I have. If I have money that the zakat of it is 70,000, I've already paid 50, I make 20,000 balance and give it for zakat. If I have zakat of 40,000, then I consider the 10,000 the balance that I paid, charity. Khalas, this is gone. And scholars say that you cannot pay zakat in advance for more than 2 years. So no one is allowed to come and say, this is my zakat for the next 10 years. It cannot be this long. 2 years is the maximum, and this is the most authentic opinion of scholars. And then the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, to Umar, Umar, didn't you know that the uncle, the paternal uncle, is in the same status of a man's father? And this to indicate to Umar the position of Al-Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, in that he is the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has to be respected as long as he did not do anything sinful. And maybe the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sensed or felt that Umar was not happy with Al-Abbas because he did not pay the zakat and he did not justify. You know, when Umar said, give me the zakat, and said, no, I'm not gonna pay. But then when the Prophet clarified to him and told him that he gave his zakat for 2 years, then he felt good about it, but he wanted to prove to Umar or to show him the position of Al-Abbas. And we all know that in the drought that struck the Muslims, Umar, when he went to pray for rain, he asked Al-Abbas to ask Allah Azza wa Jal because of his position from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.